Oh, Matt Walsh, did you have to finish that line that way? Welcome to the show. You're on WGN in Chicago.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, likewise. You're going to be at the Studebaker Theater on Saturday. You know, we were just talking about that show, and you've done so much more and more recently. But just for a minute, when you guys would get a script for Veep, what was that like? Did you have input, and did you guys think it was hilarious at first read? Can you talk about that a little?
Yeah, it was utter joy to be given the gifts that we had great writers, and so to read a script the first time and get huge laughs in the room was, it doesn't always happen, so you're very blessed, and you're just super grateful. And then the scenes that didn't work, occasionally they would go away and rewrite them, or you could pitch jokes on the day, or they would always have new jokes when you were filming it, but they were constantly rewriting, and you never memorized the script because the night before they would always rewrite. So you just kind of had a loose idea.
Yeah.
So it was a never-ending pursuit of try to get as many jokes in per second.
Or cringy moments. And I think there was a deft touch that you all displayed too, right? I mean, you didn't overtell the jokes. The characters were so flawed, that was the humor in it. So you maybe had to rein in the comedy because it was the character that was funny. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think the beauty of it, the scripts and the jokes were so absurd that you just had to play them grounded and sell them. And a lot of the poetry of the show was the camera would often be on someone else when the jokes were being told. So it was very documentary style. So it always, you never knew when you're going to be on camera. So you're just always trying to stay in the scene. And they really shot it in a way that felt realistic. It wasn't like, there was no hyperbole in the way they shot it.
Does this make sense to you, too, that I enjoyed the show more the second time around rather than the first? At first, it was so mean and painfully awkward that sometimes I almost couldn't stand it.
Yeah, well, they're all kind of awful people. They all betray each other, especially Selena. And, yeah, but on the second time, too, you can catch more jokes because it's so dense. It's actually, when on second viewing, you notice more things. So that's, again, a tribute to the writing.
Matt Walsh is on the line, the two-time Emmy-nominated actor from HBO's award-winning comedy series Veep, a cast member of Apple TV's acclaimed limited series Manhunt. He is also a founding member of the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. He will next be seen in Paramount Pictures' Novocaine, starring Jack Quaid. Boy, that's a provocative title. What's Novocaine going to be about, Matt?
That one came out about a year ago, and that's basically a guy who's can't feel pain, and that becomes his superpower.
Yeah,
he has to rescue his girl.
I remember the premise. I didn't see that show. Was it a good one? Should I go back and find that?
Yeah, it's really good. Really good show.
Of the shows that you have had a major part in, which ones would you recommend? Like, what's your four things? I actually looked it up, what the four things are you're known for on IMDb, but what's the work that you're most proud of or think is most lasting?
Well, Veep, I just did a show on Netflix called Vladimir with Rachel Weisz and John Slattery. That's really good. That came out in March. I did a show many years ago called Dog Bites Man with Zach Galifianakis and Andrea Savage. That one's really good. And then, I don't know. Shows, things people remember me from are like The Hangover or Old School.
Yeah, right. We've got clips of those, too. When you're doing the stand-up, then, are you more contemporaneous or do you talk about, you know, your career and some generic sort of stuff?
We kind of, because it's improv, we talk to the audience and we interview people, you know, find people that are interesting, get some tidbits about their life. And then we use that material to improvise scenes for, you know, 20 minutes at a time, and then we'll go back and talk to the audience. So it's very much a contract between us and the audience, and, you know, people get involved.
That's such a high wire, isn't it? Is that the most difficult kind of comedy to do?
I think stand-up's harder. I just did stand-up recently at Northwestern College. This kid had an illegal stand-up club in his house up in the attic. And I just did 40 minutes for 120 kids packed in a fire trap of an attic.
And how did that go? I hear college kids can be a tough crowd these days.
It went great. They were so on board, and I couldn't believe it went well. So I was really, but I thought it was cool. They had like an illegal, I think their landlord was a slumlord, so he had no idea.
so then it's okay.
Yeah.
What's he going to do? Tell on you? He's a slumlord.
We'll tell on you. How about that?
But the rap on college kids is that they're wrapped up a little too tight these days, that they're politically correct or woke, and that it's maybe perilous to do provocative humor in front of them. Is that true?
It definitely felt perilous. And I think the first thing I commented on is because, you know, I'm 60 and they're all like 20. So I kind of commented like they're looking at me like my son's friends when I try to talk to them in the kitchen, like, okay, Mr. Walsh, you know. So, but they were with me. I just told a bunch of stories about growing up in Chicago and working at Northwestern Hospital and weird journeys I've been on.
Whereabouts?
And they were
you,
with me.
Whereabouts did you grow up in Chicago?
Originally 103rd and Kedzie, and then Darien, Downers Grove, and then I went to Northern Illinois, and then I lived in Wrigleyville and Andersonville and Boys Town.
So, are you a Cubs guy or a Sox guy then?
You know, I have to say the worst answer. I kind of am not a baseball fan, so I root for both, which is not a real. But I'm a diehard Bears fan. I can go deep on the Bears. I love the Bears.
Yeah, but that doesn't play well in this town. Well, I like them both.
I know.
People from California can say that. You've got to pick a lane, Matt.
Well, I grew up on the South Side, and WGN was in my house, so I liked guys like Glenn Beckert and Ernie Banks and Billy Williams, you know, Fergie Jenkins. But I also got free tickets to go see the Sox because I had perfect attendance. But I'm not a real baseball fan, so that's my first answer.
Were you a good student, Mr. Perfect Attendance?
No. No, I was not. My mom made me go to school, but I was not a perfect student.
But did you go to Northwestern then? No, you went to DeKalb.
No, Northern.
You went to Northern, yeah.
The Harvard and Midwest. Harvard and Midwest.
I got news for you. It ain't. But it's better than Carbondale. I went to Southern. So the kids who couldn't get into Northern went to Southern. So far be it from me to look down on your school.
That's funny. Yeah, I think I applied in April and barely got in. So, yeah, it wasn't too hard.
So this show, then, is just a one night only, Saturday night, 7:30 p.m., Emmy Award-winning nominee Matt Walsh from Veep and Vladimir and so many other credits. And tickets are at thefineartsbuilding.com. You can get tickets at fineartsbuilding.com to see him at the Studebaker Theater, right? Did I see that? Is that where you're going to be?
We're at the Studebaker. It's called Bluebird Improv, and guys like Mark Evan Jackson and Stephanie Ware are performing. So we have a great group, really funny people.
Right. So so if you're doing improv, then it's that collection of you all, right? Is you kind of need to know them. They need to know you. There has to be a little trust and chemistry, right?
Yeah. You pick people that are more talented than you when you go out on the road.
I don't know about that.
They're pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty
well, good. You are too. Hey, welcome back. We'll look for you Saturday night, and thanks for giving us some of your time, Matt.
Yeah, appreciate it too. Thank you.
Matt Walsh from Veep and all that other stuff, fineartsbuilding.com for the show Saturday night at 7:30 at the Studebaker.